Let me ask you a question.
Already going to put him on the spot. What
no.
are you going to say? Of course he's going to say LeBron's going to win.
Wait.
He's an L.A. guy.
We're having a fight. We're having a fight. We're having not a fight. We're having a bit of a disagreement.
Discussion.
Las Vegas says the Lakers over-under on wins this year, 48.5. 48.5 wins. That's the line. I say they'll win more than 48.5. Rob says they will not win more than 48.5 with LeBron. What do you think?
I think they'll win more than 48.
Thank you.
I'll take that
bet.
They'll win 50 games.
No,
thank
50
you.
Games based
That's
on
what
run.
I said.
Phillip, come on. 50 games in the Western Conference?
Oh, yeah. They'll win 50 games.
Wow. You guys are like, y'all all going to be
you.
Disappointed. I'm telling you. LeBron is not going to get it. If he doesn't win a championship his first 2 years, it won't happen here. I told you that. Father Time is undefeated.
Well, you've
Phillip
already
Rivers.
Counted him out
no,
in year one. You say he's not won 48 games. So that means he's only got 1 year left to win it.
I tell you, talking about championships, and I know you don't like to go out and project, but boy, on paper, Phillip, this team looks awfully good.
We got a chance. We got a chance. And that part is exciting. We know it's a long way off, and we got to keep our head down and work and focus on right now. But it is nice when you go into a year and you go, all right, we're capable. Now, obviously, a lot of things happen. That's a long way from now. But that part does make it exciting when you're starting off a new season.
When you look at the division, most people say it's yours to lose. That it looks like the other teams maybe didn't help themselves as much, and you guys look like you did, had a really good draft. Do you feel that way at your division?
Well, I mean, we know it starts in the AFC West. What's crazy is, we've lost 8 straight to Kansas City. We haven't won the division since 2009. And as our current roster says, I was the only player that was on that team.
Wow.
That's on this team. So it's been a long time. So I don't know that I think we believe we can win the division. I don't know that you can say it's not Kansas City's to lose until they lose one. You know, as of late, Kansas City and Denver's kind of had their hand in the division. But it starts – it's probably said in every building in the NFL, but championships start in the division. And we know that. So that's our number one goal is winning the AFC West. You win the AFC West, get you in the tournament, get you a home game. And so but, again, all those things are still far off, I think. I think we really – and I know it's boring, but it's just – let's just focus on right now because usually, at least the past handful of years, there hasn't been much expectation on the outside. We believed it on the inside. It hasn't been much on the outside. Well, now, we hear it too. You know, teams picking – I saw one publication has picked in the Super Bowl. I mean, it had been like that for a while. But we know it doesn't just happen. So we better make sure we don't pay attention to the noise and get off to a better start. We can't start off 0-4 like last year.
I'm glad you brought that up because my question was about Coach Lynn. And last year, when you're a first-year head coach, you start 0-4, the wheels could come off pretty quickly and people doubt whether or not you're the man for the job. What did he do and how impressive was it to hold it together and then have the strong finish you guys had?
Yeah, I think he deserves a ton of credit for that, helping us weather that storm. We just dealt with the move and the transition mid-offseason, and then you start 0-4. And it was rough, but his steadiness, his message never changed. What he believed was going to be our foundation, our identity, never changed. And I think that was important. And then I think some players, the players in the locker room deserves credit, too, for keeping everybody together. But it started with him, and he didn't blink. And we knew we were close. I mean, we were losing these games. You know, we already know how close those games were.
A couple of kicks, you might have won those games.
We knew we were close, and then it was just a matter of believing. We went to New York and got our first win, and then we kind of got it going. So we know momentum. I don't know that momentum goes year to year, but I do think that the way you finished last year, the way we finished, gives you a little energy and a little belief and a little, excitement going into this year. We're not just going to roll out, just keep on the hot streak, but we need to start like we finished.
And that's where I was going to go. Phillip Rivers is our guest here in Costa Mesa. Let me follow that up about momentum. You don't know, really, if it translates year to year, but the way you finished had to give everybody an incredible emotional boost.
It did, it did, and it in some ways it was about as tough of a start to an off season as I can remember. You know, we had some 4-12 years where you've been out of the playoffs for some time, and then we've had some 9-7 years where we were trying to get in, but we were so injured and so banged up that you never believe you're not going to win, but that we probably can't make this run to the championship. You know, but this last year, gosh, if we could have got in, we felt like, hey, we can go make a run at this thing, you know. So that one hurt, but it was nice to finish the way we did, and then to have just about everybody back, add a few pieces, and you know, the one thing, we got to keep guys healthy, and keep getting better. I mean, we're still over a month out from week one against Kansas City, so we're going to get our shot. After they've had their hand with us, they're 8 in a row, we're going to get our shot here in week one.
Nate Burleson from the NFL Network said you guys have the best receiving core in the NFL. Is he right? And tell me why he's saying that. I mean, it's amazing.
It's an awesome group now. It's such a diverse group. Each guy kind of complements the other guy. You know, they aren't all the same kind of guys. Obviously, we saw the year Keenan had last year, and he's to me put himself in the conversation in the top five receivers in the whole league for sure. And then you have Travis and Tyrell, and now Mike Williams is coming along, and then we have a handful of others. I don't know how it's going to shake out, but the speed with Travis and Tyrell. And then Mike's size. If Mike can come along like he's shown in training camp the last few days, I mean, you're just talking about they all can do a little bit of everything, and there's a lot of speed between those four too, and size. So it's an exciting group. I think the thing that's cool about that group too is they really love to see each other do good. You know, it's not a Keenan's the guy, and the other guy's like, gosh, are we going to get it? It's no, they all kind of they know their role, and then they pull for each other. You know, and that part of it's cool when you have that in a receiver room.
And the name coming out of camp is Mike Williams. People are talking a lot about him. You said he's looked really good the last couple of days. What is it? Why?
Well, one thing's out here. You know, he had a good offseason. He just needs to be out here every single day. I mean, you think about last year how much valuable time he missed. It was hard to catch up during the year. And he's just being more consistent. You know, he's one of those guys that you give him a chance up high in space, and then we know he can make those plays, but the more he makes one today, and then he made one yesterday, and then he makes one the day before, then that's how you build that confidence and that belief when you get in the game. You know, it can't just go, hey, give Mike a chance. Well, yeah, I want to, but it's nice when you have 50 to go back and pull in the offseason where you did and he made them, and then it gives you that confidence during the games.
You guys have the first preseason game this Saturday against the Cardinals. What do you look for in a guy who's played 15 years in the NFL? I mean, he's just going out there to just kind of feel like a little rhythm or something? Or it's just,
yeah.
What do you get out of it?
Well, I try to mentally get into that mode of a game, you know, warm-ups and that, and start the game like, here we go. We're playing four quarters, knowing you're not going to be in there a long time. I think I've learned not to overreact to the good or overreact to the bad in these preseason games. You know, we've seen teams that they come out there offensively and they stink it up during the preseason, and then they end up being the best offense in the league, or vice versa. I mean, last year I don't think we threw an incompletion in the first group. We were 8 for 8. We had 2 touchdown drives, and then we lose the first 4 games of the season. You know, so I mean, I don't overreact, but I think you want to be crisp. No penalties, you know, no pre-snap penalties. You don't want to be sloppy and do those things. It's nice to sustain some drives and just get play together. New center in Pouncey, a couple new guys in there. You know, Mike's going to play some. You know, so Virgil Green, see what it feels like when we're out there together.
I'll give you the perfect preseason football means nothing. When I was in Detroit, the Lions went 4-0. Guess what year that was? The year they went 0-16. They were 4-0. They played great. Everybody was like, okay, yeah, this is going to turn it finally. And they went 0-16 that year. So it doesn't really matter.
Well, the run the Colts had all those years with Peyton, they didn't win a preseason game, I think, for years. You know, they didn't. And then they won 10-plus for about 6, 7, 8 years in a row.
Well, Philip, we appreciate you jumping by, and we know you got to run. Thanks for hanging out with us, man.
Appreciate it.
Anytime.
And you know what? LeBron's not going to win 50 games this year, okay? Remember what I told you, Phillip.
I
don't listen to him.
I think they will.
Yeah, I do too. Thanks, Phillip.